The sound of Christmas. But of all the sounds of Christmas, no sweeter sound could be than the Merry Christmas kisses that my love gave me. Y'all know about that Johnny Mathis Christmas. Let's go to work.
The sounds of Christmas, merry sounds that please the ear, sounds that come just once a year, telling us it's Christmas time again. The sound.
What's going on, world? Welcome to the holiday edition of Culture Connection. This is your host, Brother Malcolm, and we have entered my favorite season of the year. Besides the fact that it is the Advent season, celebrating the birth of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, I do rep Jesus Cristo. It is also a time of love, giving, decorations, lights, gifts, kids smiling, sitting on Santa's lap. And, you know, during this time, I just get filled with such excitement, and usually a smile on my face just thinking about the wonderment and the beauty of the Christmas season. So thank you, Jesus, literally, for being born. And thank you, world, for embracing his birth and creating songs and holiday recipes and all kinds of stuff to enjoy the holiday. As we say in the Baptist church and the Christian church, Jesus is the reason for the season. But if you are not celebrating with Jesus, or if you are, there are a few cultural things that I would encourage you to put on your list of things to do. And one of the things I love to do is I love Christmas carols. I love Christmas songs. A little unknown fact about Brother Malcolm, that the Johnny Mathis Christmas album, he has several of them, but the one that ends with the Hallelujah Chorus and has the Sounds of Christmas on it and Carol of the Bells, this is one of my favorite Christmas albums. It's old school. It reminds me of my grandparents, and it is something that I would encourage anybody who's kind of a Christmas fanatic like me, that you it's really one of those things you have to pick up if you are a true fan of him. The album is called Christmas with Johnny Mathis, and it has some of the best music on it. Another cool Christmas album, just since we're going to go down that road, because, you know, today we're going to talk about all things Christmas. So I'm going to give you my music. I'm going to give you my cultural events I like to do and things I suggest you do and all that good stuff. So we got that Johnny Mathis, Christmas with Johnny Mathis. Ella Fitzgerald, Ella Wishes You a Swinging Christmas is a very good album. The Yolanda Adams Christmas album is fantastic. A Soulful Celebration, a soulful take on Handel's Messiah is a fantastic album. And then Take Six's first Christmas album is phenomenal. And then, of course, I mean, it sells so many every year. Mariah Carey's Christmas album is one to definitely not forget about. You know, there's just so many. Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong's Christmas album is another one. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. The Mariah Carey album, just for those of you who don't know, is called Mariah Carey, Merry Christmas from 94. So I encourage you to get your music on and start listening to some things. And if you have anything you want to suggest to me, particularly anything that might be new and cool and that you would suggest I check out and add to my collection, please let me know. Hit me up at Callie Yaley on Twitter and Culture Connection at blackisonline.com. So that's the music. The next thing I want to tell you about are some of the events. Now, obviously, based in Los Angeles, so a lot of my events are regionally based and are things that I'm personally planning to do. But check your local calendar, your Gold Star, your local events or holiday calendar, and find out what's going on in your neighborhood. Particularly here in Los Angeles, we are very fortunate to have one of the finest architectural buildings for art. The Walt Disney Concert Hall is home of the Los Angeles Philharmonic and the Master Chorale. And the month of December is just filled with phenomenal things that I want to do. But there are two particular things that I'm planning on doing. Now I'm looking at the calendar. I'm like, oh, maybe I'm going to be doing a lot of this. So you got Go Tell on the Mountain, the Blind Boys of Alabama Christmas show. If you haven't heard of the Blind Boys of Alabama, they are such soulful and a reminder of the beauty of blues in the South, and that that six-part sextet harmony that you rarely hear any longer. But it's fantastic. They're going to be at the Disney Concert Hall on Tuesday the 10th. Oh, that'll be next week, a week from today. So check that out. There's also, I've never done this, but I'm actually thinking about doing it this year. They have these sing-alongs where you can go and sing the Messiah with a professional choir. So the Master Chorale does the Master Chorale Messiah sing-along on the 11th, right after that Blind Boys of Alabama concert. And then Gustavo Dudamel, the maestro of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, he'll be conducting the Nutcracker Suite by Tchaikovsky on the 12th through the 15th of December at the Los Angeles Walt Disney Concert Hall. So there's plenty of like music opportunities. And then I'm huge, huge. I used to sing in choirs, and so I love beautiful choral music, and so I'm definitely planning on either hitting up the Chanticleer Christmas. Chanticleer is this really, really phenomenal a cappella group, all male a cappella group, and they do everything from spirituals to classical music, Baroque music, early music, and they're just their sound, their quality of sound is phenomenal. Now, there was a time where I thought this was kind of cheesy, and I almost was wondering if it was, nigh on, not racist, that's not the word I'm looking for. What's the word I'm looking for? A little stereotypical. There is a show called Colors of Christmas. And ladies and gentlemen, it is people of color. And it's called Colors of Christmas. Now this year, it just happened, and it's usually every year, Peebo Bryson is always the headliner of it. But this year they have Melissa Manchester, who's in it, and it's Ruben Studdard from American Idol and CeCe Winans, and that's gonna be a great concert. And that will be on December 14th at the Cerritos Center for the Performing Arts. Again, tons and tons of stuff to do to bring in the holiday season. And, you know, I would encourage you to, you know, just set aside a date and go do something. And a lot of this stuff is really affordable and a great thing to do either in between your shopping days. Sometimes the concerts are in the afternoon or sometimes in the evening. You can end your day with it. But I would encourage you to make a date with yourself, your loved one, your children, your family, your grandparents, your parents, and just enjoy a holiday moment. There's also the I guess I wonder if it's a tradition, like the ice rink moment. I don't really do the ice skating thing personally. I'm just not trying to fall on my face. No. But in LA, we have two ice rinks, actually. We have one, well, we probably have more than two, but in downtown LA, we have one at LA Live and we have one at Pershing Square. So check out your area. For those of you who are on the West Coast, we have to kind of make up our winter, because the other day it was like 80 degrees. It was the end of November. So we apologize for the East Coast. No, we don't apologize. Oh, well, you live in Blizzard City. We live in sunny California. That's just how we do our winter. So we fake it and we make up ice and snow, and that's just what we do. But we have a good time and we love it. Another thing that I love to do during the holidays is I like watch holiday movies, and I have like four or five holiday films that are just on point for me. My favorite, I would say, is probably, yeah, I'm just going to go out and say it. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is probably my favorite Christmas movie. It's just hilarious. Chevy Chase dealing with his family, coming to town for the holidays, and they're just, it's just hilarious. It's just so, so funny. It's got everything from old people antics to that relative that you didn't expect to come for the holidays to just really good fun. And so that's one of my favorites. And then there's A Christmas Story, which is a classic film. I am kind of a goofball, so I got to give a shout out to Elf with Will Ferrell. That's another great one. Charlie Brown Christmas is a classic. And then, you know, for the new heads, This Christmas with Chris Brown and Loretta Devine might be a nice one to pull out. I'm trying to figure out, is there really like a classic black Christmas movie? Best Man Holiday will be now. Best Man Holiday. If you haven't seen it, go out and check that out. That would be an excellent, excellent outing for the holidays and will remind you to love on your family or whatnot. So that's just a few of the things that I'm thinking about doing and hoping and encouraging that you will get out and experience culture during this holiday season, whether it's at the movies, whether it's at a concert hall, whether it's, I don't know, decorating your tree could be culture because you can make your ornaments. You know, whatever you choose to do, I hope you have a wonderfully safe and enjoyable holiday season. And remember, as always, to make a career out of humanity, commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Until next time, my people, have a wonderful week. Peace.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Oh, oh, oh. Christmas, make the you.